What happens when a cat person gets a dog? Does this affect the human-dog relationship in a unique way? My name is Maya Imperial.
My name is Zhou Zhiqi. We interviewed Professor Julia Nicodemus of the Lafayette College Engineering Department about her relationship with her dog Bogart or Bogie.
While emphasizing her emotional bond between her and her dog, she also talked about a similar bond with her cat, Charlie.
Charlie is, I find him really uncomplicated. So he's really sweet.
Initially, Professor Nicodemus didn't want to get a dog. As someone who considers herself to be more of a cat person than a dog person, she felt a strong sister-like bond with her now-deceased cat Phoebe. It is normal for cats and their owners to seek attention and affection from each other. An owner's physical presence and simple actions, such as petting, help to strengthen the cat and the human bond. In Cat Sense, John Bradshaw explains, "By accepting our petting, cats are doing more than enjoying themselves. In their mind, they are almost certainly engaging in a social ritual that is reinforcing the bond with their owner. Thus, there is a mutualistic relationship shared between a cat and its owner."
You know, he just is sweet and friendly and playful, and so it's, I don't know, maybe I'm more, it's possibly more of a cat person.
Bradshaw further explains that the underlying emotion on both sides is undoubtedly affection. Cats show this in the way they communicate with their owners, using the same patterns of behavior that they employ to form and maintain close relationships with members of their own feline family. Cats seek affection and can form intimate bonds with their owners. Not only that, but cats physically employ actions such as rubbing and purring to maintain this bond, which would otherwise not occur if there was no kind of bond between the cat and its owner.
Professor Nicodemus was torn. Her wife really wanted a dog, but out of reverence and respect, Professor Nicodemus wanted to wait until her aging cat Phoebe died. Eventually, she conceded.
She heard that Phoebe could live to be 16, 18. She was like, no, I don't want to wait that long to get a dog. And my mom made the case that Phoebe had lived with dogs before, and she handled herself, and she would be fine. And so they kind of ganged up on me as a puppy. Set off all the cute alarms. So basically I had to be convinced. But I've always loved, we've had dogs my whole life, and I love them a lot, so.
Setting off all the cute alarms is most likely due to the hormone oxytocin. Oxytocin is a key ingredient that helps forge the dog-human bond. Both dogs and humans release oxytocin when interacting with each other. As Alexandra Horowitz says in Inside of a Dog, when interacting with the dog, oxytocin in the owner makes changes in areas of the brain involved in pleasure and reward. Thus, it can make us feel good and create a social attachment. We asked Professor Nicodemus to further expand on her relationship and bond with her dog. She emphasized both the importance of communication in their relationship and the maternal bond she feels with Bogie.
He's a smart, communicative dog, and so I still sort of infantilize him a little bit, I guess. Like, he's not like a companion peer kind of thing. He's like my little guy, but he's very good at communicating things he doesn't like and things he likes.
According to Professor Nicodemus, Bogie uses his ears to express how he's feeling. Additionally, he sneezes when he wants something. As Horowitz explains, dogs talk even though they are nonverbal. They communicate, they declare, they express themselves. Dogs communicate with humans through their body language, using their eyes, tail, ears, nose, and various postures. As for the nature of their bond, Professor Nicodemus feels very maternal towards him. She describes a palpable feeling of warmth when she spends time with him. This kind of attachment bond exists between mothers and their children. Identically, as Adam McCloskey illustrates in The Science of Friendship, humans and their dog companions live in an attachment relationship, just like mother and infants. Oxytocin is the hormone that is responsible for forming this attachment and bond. They enjoy one another's company and find mutual support in potentially challenging circumstances.
Having him around is, he often makes me smile, especially when he is happy. It's very contagious. We just like do our thing together, and it's very cute. Like the endorphins or whatever that are released when you look at cute things get absolutely released with him. I like being able to spend the whole day with him because I just feel like that builds the connection.
The warm emotions that Professor Nicodemus feels towards Bogie are characteristic of the dog-human bond. We asked Professor Nicodemus to talk about how Bogey affected her life.
And so it was fantastic for just like meeting our neighbors and feeling more connected to the community that we were living in. There's like changes in your pattern with taking care of a dog, but they always seemed really worth it to me because he's just sweet and cute and, you know, like you come home and he gives you all sorts of wags and excited, friendly greeting, and being forced to go on walks even when you're tired, I think is actually good for me and for my wife, like that we get out and actually, you know, get some fresh air.
While her relationship with Bogey is very strong, Professor Nicodemus explains how it is different than her relationship with her cat, Charlie.
My relationship with Charlie is just kind of like, you make me happy all the time. Except for like the 1 minute when you're doing something really obnoxious, but it's still really funny. So it's a little bit more complicated with Bogey. I love them both very much, but I think Charlie is just kind of like pure good in my life for the most part.
Although she may feel more attached to Charlie, there is no doubt that Professor Nicodemus loves both of her animals. However, the bond she shares with Bogey is uniquely special and only felt between her and Bogey. In her memoir, Pack of Two, Caroline Knapp further explains, "Dogs possess a quality that's rare among humans, the ability to make you feel valued just by being you." Despite her initial reluctance to get a dog, Professor Nicodemus and Bogey have a mutually beneficial relationship and bring a sense of contentment and warmth into each other's lives.
I'm glad someone convinced me that Phoebe would survive.